You're listening to SBS News.
The fickle fortunes of the game of cricket couldn't have been demonstrated more starkly than in Yasir Shah's Adelaide weekend. On Saturday, as the Australian batsman ran amok, the veteran spinner endured the ignominy of almost bringing up a double ton, with the less than flattering bowling figures of none for 197. But 24 hours later, he was celebrating an unlikely milestone, the oldest Pakistani to score a maiden century. His plucky rearguard action, though, is unlikely to save his team from defeat. At stumps last night, after being forced to follow on, Pakistan was staring down the barrel.
That is out. Babar Azam fends. Hazelwood gets his man again. And that is the key wicket for Australia. Pakistan lose their third.
That commentary courtesy of the Seven Network. When rain stopped play on day three, the visitors were a precarious 3 for 39, still 248 runs shy of Australia's 3 for 589 declared, a total dominated by one man's extraordinary achievement.
Pulls it away hard on the leg side, times the ball well, it races out towards the rope. Incredible from David Warner. History-making innings at the Oval. He loves it. The crowd loves it. David Warner.
The opener unbeaten on 335 when Australia declared its innings closed. Warner says leapfrogging Sir Donald Bradman and former captain Mark Taylor as second highest test innings scorer for Australia is a feat he never thought could be achieved.
Today, you know, just sort of sunk into me that it's very rare that you get these opportunities, you know, given that there's still a lot of time left in the game. And looking up at the scoreboard, and I think there was a time where it was like 71 overs to go still, and I was, I think, on 250-odd, I think it was. I was like, this is probably a chance I'm probably never going to get, you know, especially here at Adelaide Oval, the pink ball. You know, I think, you know, I'll cherish this moment for the rest of my life, definitely.
Over in the women's cricket, it was Australian captain Meg Lanning dominating. She smashed her maiden Big Bash League ton for Perth against the Hobart Hurricanes to put the Scorchers into the finals. The Melbourne Renegades also clinched a semi-final berth with a win over the Sydney Thunder, meaning for the first time in the competition's history there will be no New South Wales team in the finals. Star Sydney Sixers bat Alicia Healy ended the season in style, though, smashing 84 off 38 balls to give her team a consolation win over the Adelaide Strikers. In the A-League 2, Adelaide found themselves licking their wounds after defeat, a shock loss at home for United at the hands of Wellington Phoenix. The Reds squandering a 1-0 second-half lead, with two costly lapses within minutes giving the visitors the lead. A late Adelaide kick-on goal couldn't even the ledger. Fox Sports capturing the drama.
You can almost feel the tension out there. It's going to be Christian Opseth and Stefan Marinovic with a routine save. And Adam Fielding says that will do. And it is a first win in the City of Churches in 5 years for Wellington Phoenix.
In other matches, Melbourne Victory scored a much-needed 1-0 win over Perth Glory, while the Brisbane Roar and the Newcastle Jets enjoyed 2-0 wins over the Central Coast Mariners and the Western Sydney Wanderers, respectively. 2-0 for Sydney FC as well over Western United, a win that returned the Sky Blues to the top of the ladder. Sydney also reigning supreme in the National Basketball League, the Kings cementing their place as ladder leaders with a win over fierce rivals Melbourne United. Star import Casper Ware enjoyed his day out against his former team with 27 points and 5 assists for the Kings, who next face reigning premiers the Perth Wildcats.
It was a fun game. Everybody did their part tonight and made it easy on ourselves. Our coach got a lot of trust in us, as you can see, but I hope he don't do it again. But no, he just trusts everybody to come in and do their part. So that's why we're playing so well together. So we just got to get ready, enjoy this one, but not too long.
Nothing to enjoy, though, for their next opponents. The Wildcats no match for the in-form Adelaide 36ers. West Australian Daniel Johnson was the star for the South Australians with 17 rebounds and 29 points. The 36ers running out winners 99-88. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Yeah.